This is Podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez on Main Street in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival. We thought we'd give you a taste of some nightlife here, though not the most outrageous party. We'll head on down the street to the Turning Leaf Lounge where they're talking film. Now, this is a recording that's kind of a bootleg, so to speak. So just turn it up and sort of pretend you're there. This is podtech.net, and I'm with
Michelle Borat.
There's a lot of energy here this week. I see cameras all over the place because people are covering this for one reason or another. They don't appear to be with TV stations.
No.
What's going on with all this energy here? What do you know about
it's
that?
It's really still independent, even though there are still some big name stars that people will recognize. But it's the forum for the independent, for the brand new young filmmaker and producers that are just getting into this. And, Robert Redford did a wonderful job however many years ago, 20 years ago, with his workshops. And actually, I think a couple of the films that are presented now were kids, young people, that went through the workshop and now have a feature film here. And, it was the opening film. So it's young, new energy, and it gives them an avenue. Now, there are a lot of other film festivals, but I think this is the foremost. It starts the film festival parade.
This is our Cannes Film Festival,
right,
in a lot
it
of
is.
Ways,
it is. And, we have people, most of them are from L.A. and New York, but we have people from Europe. We have a large dignitary from Japan and a lot of European. And I think what it does is it gets the people that are behind the scenes in the forefront. And I think that that's really exciting. And it gives, there are a lot of people that are doing a bunch of networking, which is good. And there's a lot of parties that go on. And, but people are doing interviews on the street corner. They're doing them in the coffee house. They're doing them at the wine bar. And, you never know who's going to walk in. And you also don't know, the connections you make now may not happen today, but in a week when somebody calls you, or in a month, all of a sudden now there's a film, they'd like you to be part of it, and the opportunities are just wonderful.
Tell me about your coffee shop.
I own Badass Coffee of Park City. We are a franchise out of Salt Lake City. We originated in Kona, Hawaii. For the Sundance Film Festival, we are doing a Park City blend. And that's kind of, it's special for me because I now have Park City on a major coffee brand label. And that's, cool.
Hi, I'm Briar Grace Smith from New Zealand. And I came over with a script called The Strength of Water. I'm a writer. And I came over with the director, Amand Valentine, to be part of the Sundance Screenwriters Lab, which is about 5 days long. We worked with script advisors, script writers and directors, just in terms of to strengthen our scripts. We worked with them for about 5 days, and we've just come out of that into the festival. I guess what I learnt after being part of the lab, and something that I didn't expect, was that they support you, Sundance, which is linked to the festival too. You're supported throughout the whole process. So after completing the script writing course, you could come back to the screen, to the director's lab, and then the possibility is quite high that you come into this festival, which is really, really gives huge support to independent filmmakers, so that's fantastic.
Well, my name is Lori Kirby. I'm the executive director of the Newport International Film Festival. I'm here because Sundance is the place to be for independent film in terms of what's new, the best documentaries, the best narrative features, the best parties, great networking, and on my own time, a little bit of snowboarding.
One of the things that a lot of producers get accused of is calling films independent that might technically be independent, but because they have such big stars in them, a lot of people question whether or not that really is the spirit of independent film. What do you think of that?
I don't think the spirit of independent film is driven by who's in it. I think it's driven by many other factors, and I think that line has blurred over the years, and it's a slippery slope. And I think that it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think hopefully what independent film tries to do is not succumb to what the studios believe is the commercial needs of the masses and the lowest common denominator, which is not to take away from blockbusters, because they obviously serve an entertainment purpose, but to really speak to what a filmmaker believes in his heart is an important, or her heart is an important issue, be it a documentary, be it a narrative feature. What I find with most of these filmmakers, these are films that are made from something that they've been extremely passionate about for years. And yes, the funding doesn't always come from their traditional sources, and so that's what makes them independent. But now with Sony Picture Classics, who I greatly admire, the whole genre has changed. And sometimes filmmakers make movies that get picked up by these larger studios, and so it becomes more mainstream. But essentially, the heart of the independent film is that a filmmaker is making a film about what his message or her message is, as opposed to what the studio thinks the audience wants to see.